The nearly $5 billion tax cut plan authored by House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dennis Bonham would cut the state's sales tax from 6.25% down to 5.95%, which the Texas Comptroller's Office says would provide the average Texas family an additional $172 a year.
Today, Texas has the 12th highest sales tax rate in America. When House Bill 31 passes, that rate will drop to the 26th highest in America, or the 24th lowest.
The plan is different from a proposal by Governor Greg Abbott that calls for reducing property tax rates this session. The Senate has already approved and sent the House a $4.4 billion tax relief plan, but some in the House believe the legislature should be considering other needs before cutting taxes. San Antonio Democratic Representative Trey Martinez-Fisher also sits on the House's Ways and Means Committee and says that he's open to cutting the state sales tax because it would benefit everyone, but not at the expense of future infrastructure needs.
You know, this is, again, a decision that will take $5 billion out of our budget in 2 years from now. And when you look at our existing priorities, the question becomes, is $5 billion better spent in a tax cut, or is it spent on making critical investments?
Bonham pledges to have bipartisan support for the bill before it hits the House floor for a vote. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.